The nation is enjoying the lowest unemployment rate in recent years. And yet, as Delmarva Public Radio essayist George Merrill writes, Americans seem to be more unhappy than ever.
Media reports suggest an economic upturn, even increased employment, while at the same time, reports also indicate that the nation's social fabric is unraveling. What's going on? Why doesn't this stem grievances? Recently, conservative pundit George Will described what he sees as our modern dilemma. He notes how the nation's most discussed political problem is entangled with the least understood public health problem. Quote, "The political problem is a furious partisanship. The public health problem is loneliness. Americans are richer, more informed, and connected than ever, while unhappier, more isolated, and less fulfilled. We have a compromised way of life." A Cigna survey revealed 48% of Americans complained of being lonely and isolated and that their relationships with others were not meaningful. The administration, by word deed, has legitimized hatred, for example. It's polarizing our citizens. It's now a way of life. What if economics and employment improve? Will our social climate grow kinder and gentler? Or is there something more fundamental impacting our way of life? A way of life rooted in basic humanity sustains a community through the most difficult times. Consider the remarkable story of the Amish. In October of 06, a small Amish community in Nickel Mines, Pennsylvania, was stricken with a horror of unimaginable proportion. 10 Amish children were killed in their school in a mass shooting. There have been more shootings in the 12 years since the one in tiny Pennsylvania village, some with much higher death tolls. But the Amish school shooting moved our country in a way other shootings had not. The attacker preyed on the most innocent and defenseless members of a bucolic and pacifist religious community. Within hours, the Amish announced that they had forgiven the perpetrator. This reaction of the Amish community stunned those most familiar with the Amish rejection of modern technology. Many were unaware of the community's deep faith and how it guides their daily lives. In the face of unspeakable tragedy and violence, a community that cultivated essential goodness, although bloodied, survived with grace and dignity. Their way of life helped to heal the community, even the family of the perpetrator. The Amish forgave the man who killed 10 of their children. They embraced the man's widow to comfort her. The community responded not with rancor, anger, or hatred. They responded with love and forgiveness. Not only does character count, but it may be the singularly greatest asset in sustaining a meaningful community life. Brutal and retaliatory instincts exist in all of us. We are both lamb and lion. Whichever one is regularly fed and encouraged takes us over. Managing our instincts is a matter of our values. The more humane values guiding a way of life can transform our inner raging landscape of our pain, danger, and vengefulness first into one of sadness and mourning, and finally into forgiveness. I propose that the real challenge may be less about money and jobs than the way of life we're beginning to settle for. Without a vision, the people perish. George Merrill on the Shore.